everything that rocks.
Oh, my God. That's actually a perfect segue into Too Legit to Quit.
Exactly.
Because we're talking about getting fired.
I ain't quitting. I'm getting fired.
I am too legit to quit. Better fire my ass.
Right.
925-WIRX, 925-9479. Today's topic came about because yesterday we read a story about a guy who quit. He got fired at Taco Bell. He wasn't having it. He threw a burrito at his boss. It just was a big mess.
He snapped his headset over his knee.
So we wanted to talk about, have you ever seen someone get fired? Man. Or have you ever seen someone walk out of a job in just a glorious fashion?
Glorious.
925-WIRX, 925-9479. I thought this was a really interesting topic. Now, for me, I'm going to be honest. I've never seen someone get fired in front of me.
Yeah.
That sounds like a nightmare to be around for me because awkward situations make me feel so uncomfortable.
And you clam up a little bit.
I would just be like, what is happening?
You can always kind of tell when it's coming, though.
Yeah.
And it's always like that guy who really doesn't want to work there anyway.
Yeah. You know, it is
the combination of the two.
It is the person where you're like, I saw that coming.
Right.
Let's be honest here. We got some comments here on Facebook. Zach said, I used to work at a car dealership, and we had a guy in the wash bay that stole everything that wasn't bolted to the floor. He walked in the back door one morning, and the service manager said, I hope you didn't shut your car off.
Nice.
And then proceeded to fire
good
him.
Good way to start.
Oh, jeez.
I hope your car's running. I hope it's warm. Because you are fire.
Yeah, you're a fire. That's awesome, man. Let's see. Jennifer said, one of my friends got fired. She had an inkling it was going to happen. So the day she made sure to wear a shirt under her sweatshirt that said, F you. When it happened, she took her sweater off to show the shirt and proceeded to call her supervisor a blow-up doll. Damn.
Yeah.
I guess if you're going to get fired, get fired.
She went
man.
Out the right way, I guess.
Ooh-wee.
She had a counter. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Take that.
No, step it up one level. Just write it on your chest. Oh, yeah.
Sharpie.
I'm fired. No, take this. Yeah, right. Big old Sharpie. Puff paint. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Have you ever seen someone get fired? What went down? How did it happen? Did someone just quit in a crazy fashion?
Could you fire somebody?
Yes.
Yeah.
I could.
You could do it.
I could. I really think I could get it down in me just to, because, you know, I'm a pretty lenient guy. I know mistakes happen.
Would you be stern about it?
It depends on who it is. Like Benny, oh, I wouldn't
you
say.
You would love it.
I would just, I would ask if I could, like, physically kick him in the ass out the door.
We need everybody up front to the lobby. We are about to fire Benny.
Please bring the popcorn. It's going to be a show.
It's going to be loud. Poor guy.
I don't know. I think.
It'd be tough, man.
You know, when you see like things like layoffs happen, everything like that, I think that would be hard. But you know, if it's a doofus and you're like, God, this person's got to go, I think that would be almost a little enjoyable.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got to be. For me, it'd have to be to the point where I had no other decision.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to the day I get to fire you. That's got to be coming up soon.
It's got
to
be, man. I've been hanging on for dear life.
We want to know if you've ever seen someone get fired or walk out. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. More to come on the Plan B Morning Show.
Everything that rocks.
Good morning.
Boy.
It's Rockets Hunter.
Morning, man.
It's Friday, buddy. We did it.
We made it.
We made it somehow.
I can't believe it.
We faked our way through another week. Fooled the bosses once again. We ain't getting fired yet, are we?
We still got a job.
You're both fired. Ouch.
Come on, put them on.
We are talking about. I know. I'm talking about how we're people getting fired.
You're both fired.
And now everyone's like, oh, remember that time Brock and Hunter got fired live on air?
Live on air. That might go viral.
That probably would.
You know?
That probably would.
If it was done right.
Done right? So, well, don't get any ideas, Zach.
Do you think
Zach?
People care? Do they?
They would be like,
I think it'd be funnier to see Benny get fired for some
reason.
That's
true.
I don't know why.
Well, I said, now, if we do fire Benny, can I do the firing? And then also, can I physically kick him in the ass out the door.
That's usually where the lawsuits come
that's
in.
That's okay.
Maybe
okay.
not.
Okay. Yeah. You can't plus, Spartan kick him out of the oven.
I got to be honest with you. Out of all the people here who are, quote, nice guys, mm-hmm. Benny usually is the one.
Yeah.
As opposed to you guys
he's a pretty
who
nice
are
guy.
Nowhere near there.
I know.
So...
Rude.
I mean, it's worth pointing out.
So this got brought up because yesterday we were talking about that amazing story of the guy throwing the burrito at his boss and then, you know, getting fired and quitting that way. I never have. I'm kind of happy about that. I've never seen someone get fired. I get like awkward situations like that. I just want to go hide. I can't really handle it. It makes me extremely uncomfortable.
So you don't ever want to do this job is what you're saying? My job?
No, honestly, I really don't think I could fire someone. Like, that would be the most
be tough.
Uncomfortable be tough. Thing in the world for me. Like, now maybe if someone was like...
You gotta, like, psych yourself up for it. You know, you know what's gonna happen. You're in your office like... Oh,
you fired people, haven't you, Zach?
Put on my mean face.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is there a mindset to it?
Are you
so cold and dead inside that it doesn't matter?
Most of the people that I've had to deal with in the past, it's come from above.
Oh, okay.
You know.
So gotcha. It's not totally on your shoulders.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. And so they give you the spiel that you need to let those people know why they can't be here anymore. And
yeah.
I've never had one in all my years, whether here or any other place I've worked, where I've been... confused about the legitimacy of somebody's actually being let go.
Yeah.
Usually they know it's coming.
Yeah. Okay. And they know what they did. Uh-huh. And they're just going to, on the outside, of course, they're going to tell people, oh, you know, what, all that crap. Right. That people typically
that's what
do.
I'm going to sound
it
like when
me.
I
do.
Yeah. Seriously. I mean, yeah, the video is kind of, you know, against me, but I think it's BS and someone planted it. And
Bob, the video's right there. You're butt-ass naked at work. We can't have be doing that.
Basically, don't be the Larry Nassar of getting fired.
Right.
Where hundreds
Jesus
of women
Christ.
Have proof that you molested them,
yeah.
and then you show up with child porn on
you
your computer and
fired.
Go, oh, wait, I guess I'm guilty after all. Isn't that the whole case? Isn't that just what happened at Michigan State?
Pretty much. Pretty much. Glorious fashion. Fired in glorious fashion.
That's an example of people who know what they did wrong, but on the outside, they're like, not guilty.
This.
Not guilty. And they're dancing.
Oh, God.
They're writing letters to the judge.
It'll
and the judge
be fine.
Is like, eh.
It'll be fine. It's all going to work itself out.
Blow
all right,
over.
We're going to take your phone calls here in just a little bit. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Have you ever seen someone get fired? More to come. Rock 107 WIRX is the Plan B Morning Show.
That's right.
Maybe we shouldn't have brought up this topic today.
Yeah, my boss just popped in.
There's a lot of jokes going on about like, oh, you guys are next. It's like, are we kidding?
He's like, yeah, 901. Not only did our immediate boss pop in, the corner guy, the guy of the corner office popped in as well.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, hey.
All right, 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Let's take your phone calls here. I think we got John on the line, so let's see if he's got the story, because he had a pretty epic one yesterday. WIRX, hello.
What's going on, homo?
Oh, how you doing?
What's up, John? I'm so glad you called. Yeah. You're the reason we're doing this topic today. Share your story of when you saw someone get fired.
I was actually on vacation. We were up in, where Manistee, Michigan is up north?
Oh, yeah, beautiful up there.
Yeah, it's fantastic. So we were in Manistee, and there's a little Burger King there. And so I went into this Burger King, and walk up to the counter. And you can tell the dude behind the counter, he had the headset on. He was a little agitated. He was, like, you know, pacing back and forth behind the counter, and he was exchanging, you know, like, under his breath comments with apparently his manager, which was just to his right. So I walk up to the counter, and this dude's like, can I help you? And I go, yeah. And he turns to his right, and he goes, hey, you know what, Glenn? F you, Glenn. F you. And Glenn fires the guy right on the spot. He slams his headset down on the counter, takes his stupid little Burger King cap off, and storms off.
Oh,
the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life. F you, Glenn. F you.
I'm going to use that line in my daily life so much now. I'm going to say F you, Glenn.
Glenn.
It's just so perfect.
You suck, Glenn.
So did you end up getting your food?
Well, Glenn had to come over and take care of me. So, you know, Glenn was a little frustrated as well, a little flustered. He had, you know, he had the beads of sweat on his upper lip.
Oh, God.
He had that management moment where he's, like, not quite sure what to do. The other coworkers are, like, you know they're doing stuff, but they're not really doing stuff. How many coffee filters are in these boxes? Anyway, I don't know. I might be too many coffee filters in this box. I better go in the back and get some more.
Yeah. Well, I think
it was wild.
The battle cry from here on out is, F you, Glenn.
F you, Glenn.
That's what we need to do. Mm. John, that is the most epic story. Thank you for the call. F you, Glenn.
Glenn, you suck.
Thanks, everyone, for the calls, for the comments. I think we'll try and get the big guy here a little bit later. We'll see if Dave's got any stories.
You know what would be cool? If we could find somebody to fire somebody live on air, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, if you got to fire someone today, I don't know. Is that like EEO stuff? I don't know if we could do that.
I don't know. We'd probably have to ask.
If we don't have any names, why don't we just fire Benny? Come on.
Can we?
Let's just do it.
We can do it, and we can just rehire him on Monday.
There you go.
Yeah.
We'll fire him this morning.
Yeah.
We'll rehire him before his shift.
You think he'd fire him again? You think he'd cry?
Yeah. Do you think he'd? God, he would be a sobbing mess.
He'd be a blubbering mess.
What are you doing next to me?
Like the doorman from Wizard of Oz.
All right. It's the Plan B Morning Show. We'll be back. Rock 1.